We are really excited to be on the call tonight. It's just been a crazy, incredible, busy week for us, for sure. Richard actually can't be on the call tonight, unfortunately, because he's serving at the church. He got called in last minute, but I'm really excited. It's been a crazy weekend because we spent last week in Boston, and today we celebrated our son's 8th birthday. He's turning 8 tomorrow. And I think a lot of people know my story about Zachary, and I think it's a good time to share it again just because of what has happened since then. Zachary's birthday is really kind of our financial freedom anniversary. And a lot of people may know and may not know is that we jumped on board with Ambit reluctantly, and we were just not really open to the business at all. But we got started. We were really focused on our mortgage business. We were just so focused on that. And I wasn't really wanting to build anything else, and I didn't have the bandwidth, and we were working 60, 70 hours. And Richard signed us up and got one person signed up, and we reluctantly started, and we were not interested in building the business. But that one guy went to work, and I started to see results. And then I started to realize I need to really take a close look at this. And so I did that. I started to really focus in on Ambit. And the more I focus on the business, the more I got, the more results we produced. And very, very shortly, we replaced our income. And I went full-time with Ambit. And the great thing about it is we just worked really hard. We worked and we worked and we worked. And, we were producing incredible results. And really, that was driven by my desire to not have to go back to engineering. I didn't like the mortgage industry. I hated being there, but I really wanted something that could set our family free. And we weren't looking for a ton of money. We were just looking for enough money so that we wouldn't have to really do the grind. And unfortunately for us, or fortunately for us, we got pregnant with our third child, Zachary, which was really only a possibility because of our Ambit Energy business. If we had been in the mortgage business still, we just didn't have the bandwidth to add on another child. And fortunately for us, we were building our business, and we had really incredible momentum in our business. And I had complications with my pregnancy. And just like with a lot of other things, the thing about the business is, thank God we were really pushing, because what was driving me was really wanting to get out of the mortgage business, just really wanting to get out and really have my life back. And unfortunately, I had complications with my pregnancy, which really put the brakes on our Ambit Energy business. And I ended up in the hospital for 8 weeks of monitored bed rest. So for 2 months, I was in the hospital. And my doctor sent me home for another 2 months at home for unmonitored bed rest. And the crazy thing about this, that time is, because we had so much momentum going in our business continued to build even without us. And it was really during that time in the hospital when I was pregnant with Zachary that I really got the power of this business. You see, I had known people who were successful in the business, but I had not known anybody who had real tremendous success in network marketing. And when I was on bed rest with Zach, what was really crazy is, although we weren't producing the kind of weekly checks we were accustomed to because we weren't driving the kind of activity we were accustomed to driving, our monthly check continued to build. And every single month, our monthly residual check got bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time our son was born on May 16, 2008, our residual check was enough to cover all of our household expenses, our mortgage, our taxes, our insurance, our utilities. And so I remember seeing that deposit into our bank account on the 15th of May, still on bed rest, and then thinking, oh, my gosh, this changes everything. This changes what's possible for my son. This changes what's possible for our family. I can actually take some time off and really enjoy my new baby. And so I just took the next 5 months off because I could. And I think a lot of you know that 2008 was the year of the plagues. And I know Jerry's talked about that affectionately, but not really affectionately. it was a rough year in Amba Energy. I mean, we were still new kids on the block, and we did not know. I mean, I personally did not know if Amba Energy was going to make it. I had a lot of confidence in Jerry and Chris, but because this was a brand new company, it was a brand new gig, we didn't have a huge track record. We didn't have a track record of overcoming like we do now. And I really had a concern of, is this worthwhile for me to go back to work to wait out this year of the plagues? And back then, we didn't know it was the year of the plagues. We just knew it just started getting worse and worse and worse. And that year, I really considered, not going back to work because we had enough residual income to live a comfortable life. And, that was 8 years ago. And I'm just amazed at what has happened in the last 8 years and what's available for everybody in 8 years. And so I share with you that story because I want to really impress upon you what you've got your hands on. And I think a lot of people don't believe that this business is really for them. They don't believe that they really, truly can have the kind of success that they want to have in this business. And I don't know where Richard saw this week or what, but I think, this was a great quote that he had seen. He said, what he saw was, we hope vaguely and dread precisely. So I'm going to say that again. We hope vaguely and dread precisely. So when we hope in a business like ours, I think a lot of people on this call, you're hoping to have success in this business. You don't quite know that you're going to have success in this business. And I think when you're in hope and it's vague of what's possible, then I think your actions are very consistent with that. And when we dread all the horrible things. And it's a clear picture. It's technicolor. It's three-dimensional. And we are just dreading what could happen. And when you hope, if you don't have a very clear vision of what's possible, a very clear vision of what you want for your future, there's no way for you to get from point A to point B if that vision isn't clear. If you don't have a clear picture of where you want to go, then there's no roadmap to getting there. I mean, it's just like when you do a GPS, you actually have to put in the address or at least a place, an intersection of where you're going to. If you don't have a place where you're going to, it's really hard for the GPS to navigate you to where you need to be. You're just going to be going aimlessly. And if you don't have a destination, it doesn't really matter which way you go. And that's a lot like in Amba Energy. You've got to know where you're going to end up. You've got to know what it is that you want to produce in your business. And you've got to know that you can get there because then your actions will be very consistent with that. You see, when we had started back, 9 years ago, we didn't know that Amba Energy was going to be our ticket to financial freedom. We didn't know that this business was going to set people financially free. We didn't know that this business actually was going to work. And yet here we are 9 short years later, you know this business works. You've seen it. You may not know that it's going to work for you, but you know it works. And you know it works for other people. And so this business takes something. It takes sacrifice. It takes paying a price. It takes you doing the work. You know, a lot of people think that they're going to come in this business and you're just going to something's going to happen and you're going to get lucky. It doesn't work that way. You know, this really is network marketing. It does take work. It does take you practice and it does take skill to have success in this business. And I think about, this past week and I was up in Boston. We actually have a great team building in Boston with Rob and Christine Giannino and their team, great dear friends of ours that we knew over 10 years ago in the mortgage business. And, we had already planned our trip, and thank God Brian McClure also planned his trip for the same time. And we got to sit in on his paradigm shift training, and we had heard it already on the April 3rd conference call. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, go listen to the audio recording on topambitleaders.com from April 3rd and make sure you get that training under your belt. And if you're available, if you can drive within 4, 5, 6 hours of that paradigm shift training, it is well worth the drive because that paradigm shift will completely change and rock your paradigm, really how you see the business, but most importantly, it's going to rock your effectiveness. in recruiting, in getting people paid, in really building your business, in gaining confidence, in duplication. I mean, I've been in this business a long time. I've been to a lot of trainings. I've sat under Brian's training for many, many years and heard him, I'm sure, hundreds of times by now. And what I can tell you is that paradigm shift training was incredible. I mean, the first 2 hours were really all things that I'd heard before, but hearing it newly again, hearing it fresh, hearing it, and I was very intentional about hearing it from a fresh pair of ears so that I could have it land in a different way that I've ever heard it land before. And I think it really is, it really does change what's possible for you and your business. So we didn't have a whole lot of time since that Tuesday night training to really apply any of that yet, but I definitely have some appointments already scheduled for that. But I had asked Tony and Diana Procopio to get on the call. I know a lot of you know this couple. They were the recipients of the Crystal Sphere Award last year at Ambition. And I'm not going to have them share their story just yet because I want to share that a little bit later on in the call. But I want them, I know Tony's been really after it, and I don't know if Diana has been too, but I want them to share with you a little bit about what they've seen as they've been applying this paradigm shift training. And it really is a shift in the paradigm that we've had in Ambit Energy. And this $75 enrollment fee is a complete game changer. I mean, complete game changer in what we've been accustomed to for the last 9 years in the business and what I've been accustomed to personally in the last 8 of the 9 years at people investing $429. And I think it is going to be a massive change in the way we do our business as well as in the effectiveness and the results that we're all seeing from the very most seasoned consultant to the very newest consultant. So, Tony, Diana, you guys on the call?
Yep, we're here, Mary.
We're here.
Okay, awesome. I want you guys to share a little bit about what's happened for you this week. I know you guys were in Connecticut with Brian on Monday, and you heard the same training that I heard on Tuesday in Boston. And I want you guys to share what kind of results are you seeing, what you're experiencing with yourself personally as well as new consultants.
Yeah, absolutely, Mary. Well, first of all, we appreciate you having us on this call, and real excited about this. And we've been learning from you and Richard since we joined the business. You know, when we heard Brian McClure a long time ago say, that he said that you guys were going to be the ones that were going to pass him eventually in income earnings. So we're like, all right, we better stick with Richard and Mary in this thing. So, and we appreciate that, but we've had a great time working with this paradigm shift training. And I think that the biggest thing that I took out of it and that I see happening is that now we have almost like we have a small army of consultants, especially new consultants, that are running around talking to people about how would you like to make $75 an hour? How would you like to make $75 an hour? And just keep saying that over and over and over again. And as that picks up steam and keeps rolling, it's going to be very effective, especially when you think about this. I mean, running around and talking about, hey, you can make a couple $1,000s a month in your own business. Now we're talking about $75 an hour. It strikes a chord with most people because most people are accustomed to working on an hourly wage basis. And so I think that that's the effectiveness, plus the message and the fact that most people don't make $75 an hour. I mean, I did the math on it. It's like $156,000 a year if you're making $75 an hour. So that's a pretty good income in the mid six-figure range, if you will. So, Mary, what we've seen is taking Brian's training, I just decided, remember he said, you know, the best thing you can do is to go and talk to brand-new people who either are just getting involved or maybe aren't involved yet. So I figured take this message to people who were on the fence. They hadn't joined yet. They were looking at the business, and one of them had passed, and a couple of them were thinking about getting in. So we went and did this 5 times since Monday and booked 2-hour slots of time with people and did it, you know, took 10 hours of time. But basically I called up some people on the fence and I said, hey, listen, if we could make $75 per hour working together, you and me, and you follow my lead and do everything, you know, exactly as I described, and, you know, would that be interesting to you? And you know, you can actually get your business, you can get your business started and be making money before you even join. So the message was, how would you like to make $75 an hour before you join so that you know that it'll work at that point? And then it was a simple yes or no at that point. And everybody that I asked took me up on it. So I had to book 10 hours out of my schedule. So I did that. And when we met with them, I gave them an assignment to, you know, just go ahead and sit down and, you know, get a list of people together that they could ask a favor to as a customer, just from a simple customer standpoint. And it rolled on from there. It was very easy to get people started and get them plugged into a quick overview. I love to use that 12-minute or that 6-minute training that's on Ambit University, actually number 12, Ambit U200, number 12, which is Ray Monty, talking about getting them paid. And in that video, it's simple. You plug them into that, listen to the first 6.5 minutes, they're fully trained on it, then role play a little bit with them and get them accustomed. I kind of said, okay, you be the customer, the potential customer, I'll be you, and we kind of role played it back and forth, and then I turned the table and said, all right, now you call me. And then I taught them how to hit speakerphone when they're talking to people and do a proper introduction to me with me and their prospect on the phone if they had any questions. And it became very easy to teach people that, and our system is in place to do it. We already have the tool. It's just the message is just slightly, you know, we've slightly skewed the message to the hourly rate rather than the business plan with thousands of dollars a month. And that I think is what's catching fire right now. So I don't know if that helps out or what we're looking for here.
So Tony, share with me, with everybody, what were the results of the first two encounters that you had? The first two actual, let's put this training in play. Let's put this training to work and let's see how it goes. What were the actual results?
All right. Well, it was great because I was sitting with this guy and he wasn't in the business. And, you know, he's basically a prospect at this point, but we're gathering customers. It took probably about, I would say, 20 to 30 minutes of where I sat with him and role played and trained and made sure that he sounded good. And there were times where I said, no, that doesn't sound so good. Let's try it again. You know, let's do this again. The results that came out of that, after about a half an hour, we spent the next hour and 15 minutes making some calls. Mm-hmm. The first call he made, it didn't go well at all, actually. You know, he called up his father, and his father basically hung up the phone on him. And so I said, you know, let's call the next person. You know, I said, well, that's a good start. You know, so he called the next person, and his cousin. You knew it was going to be a good call when the cousin says, when he said, hey, I need you a favor, and you hear on the other end of the line, sure, anything. I said, well, that's going to be a customer. And sure enough, it was. And then we went and got another one and got another one. And it was basically after about 3 or 4 customers, you know, I think I'm going to call his father back. And, you know, called his father back and was able to say to him with a little bit of posture, because now the business is working. This timid consultant who was just really taking a look at the business and wasn't even in yet turned into this, I don't know what, he transformed into something else because he realized that he was making $75 an hour. So he kind of called back his father and was like, hey, listen, I'm making $75 an hour already, and I need you to do me a favor. You know, it became, more like he was telling him to do him a favor, and it worked. So the results, so I did the same thing with someone else, second did the same exact thing. And, you know, the results were very similar. There were a lot more no's at the beginning that we had to go through. I think we got 4 no's in a row, probably because we were asking the wrong people to do us a favor and like the trial basis. But once we got to the heart of it and he put me on, and she put me on speakerphone, the second person I was working with, that's kind of when the magic happened. I was put on speakerphone with a question about, I forget exactly what it was about, but that's when the experienced consultant who's helping the brand new consultant gets to work some magic, you know? So I just said, hey, we're sitting here. I'm sitting here with your friend, or I'm sitting here, you know, with your relative here. It was actually your niece. I'm sitting here with your niece. And, you know, we're starting out this project here where she's making $75 an hour with us. I'm teaching her how to do that. And the first thing we had to do is call up some people that we knew that, you know, we knew that people were calling love her and would help her. And that's why we chose you. And so we figured, you know, that you would want to help her out if it's not going to cost anything and it's not going to inconvenience you at all and you'd actually save a little bit of money. We figured if we reached out to you, that would be great and you'd want to help out, you know, your niece so that she could get what she wants, which was to have more time with her family. And so I just kind of put that in that context. And the person, what are they going to do? They're sitting there on speakerphone with me and the niece, and then they're going to say no to me in front of the niece. It really is very difficult to do that at that point. So that turned into a customer, and then we just rolled on from there. And that was about 2 hours of time. We ended up with 6 customers with that person. And basically, you know, at the end of 4 hours of work, you know, I calculated it out. Those people each made $150. One of them made $250, the first one. So $400 for the two prospective consultants. And then my time as an EC, I mean, if you're a marketing consultant, you know that you'd be making about $300 in 4 hours if you're a marketing consultant, more if you're a regional, more if you're a senior. But we ended up making $645 in 4 hours. So it was well worth my time to do it. And I was excited about it. And so that's where we are. So we just kept going. We did 3 more since then. And I think we'll try to put about 6 or 7 of them together this week if we can.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tony. So here's what I want you guys to get out of what Tony shared, right? He gets somebody in the business. He actually works with them and frames them and has them role play. It takes 20 to 30 minutes to do that. I think too many times we send new consultants out, or you're a brand new consultant. You don't get training. You think, I got this. This is so simple. And you go out there and you get beat up and realize, oh, this doesn't work. No, it works. It requires some training. It requires a little bit of coaching. It requires some practice. And I think too many people get a little cocky about their ability in this business, and they don't do the preparation. They don't do the work that's required to prepare either yourself as the new consultant or prepare the new consultant to get out there and have the conversations. And so what Brian's training on, and we're not going to dive into a lot of this information because he does it in 3 hours. He gives all the background information, spends really an hour talking about the paradigm shift training. I think Tony summed it up really beautifully in the coaching and all that he's done. But I'm telling you, if you can get, when Brian is anywhere within 4 hours of driving distance or 6 hours of driving distance, it would be very beneficial for you to get as many people in front of Brian, in front of that training as possible. It is going to be a game changer for you and your team. And I just calculated that. The first guy making $125 an hour, the second guy making $75 an hour. Yes, well, you have to do some other things to make that money. Yes. But where can you produce those kind of results so quickly with virtually little training and background? I mean, you literally can get someone up and running just like that. And I think too many times you get a new consultant in and you want to teach them all there is to know. And that's just not what's pertinent right now. You got to give them enough information, enough training on what's important for them so they can go out and take action. Now, another thing that I kind of really got over the last couple of weeks that I've always known that really, really hit home for me, and you're going to be hearing this from me. My team's going to be hearing it from me. It's going to be my mantra over the next, you know, gazillion years. If you really want to have success in this business, you have got to put yourself in environments where you're going to get exposed to new ways of thinking, new thought patterns, new ideas, people who are very successful. And the only way you can do that is to get on conference calls, to be at the business presentations, to be at the meeting after the meeting, to go to the big events. It is the only way you're going to get exposure to things. I had a guy in my team who said, you know, I'm just not into that rah-rah stuff. I said, I don't care if you're into that rah-rah stuff or not. I don't care if you like the environment or not. The fact of the matter is, when you go to an event, you are exposed to people and their ideas and their thoughts and their stories that you can't get exposure to any other way. You know, we were at the training on Tuesday night, and, you know, we were all talking about where we're going to go eat, and someone said, you know, can we invite so-and-so? I'm like, I invite everybody. Everybody gets invited to the meeting after the meeting. And so I invited Brian. I said, Brian, have you eaten dinner yet? He said, no. You know, why don't you come with us to eat? So Brian was joining us to eat, and we're all trying to figure out where we're going to go. And, you know, I was telling Richard, and then at the very last minute, as Brian and Pablo Nieves was walking out the door, I said, hey, I'm going to ride with Brian. I'll see y'all there at the restaurant. And I ditched my husband so I could sit with Brian McClure for the 10, 15 minutes to the restaurant because I wanted to expose myself to new ways of thinking. I wanted to to really be in the presence of someone who's had way more experience than me. And that only happens if you get outside of your comfort zone. And obviously, not everyone's going to get an opportunity to ride in a car with Brian McClure, but someone can get in front of him at, you know, at a training. You can get in front of a top income earner at a training. I remember being in Dallas a couple of weeks ago at training, and we always do a lunch. I always ask all the presenters to be at the lunch, and I always make the presenters split up and sit at different tables. I sat at lunch with a group of consultants, and not one consultant asked me one question about how to build the business. Not one consultant asked me what they would do and what I would do in any particular situation. Not one of them asked me what was my silver bullet. That was a lost opportunity. I'm not the water walking guru like Brian McClure is, but I do know a thing or two about the business. So if you're around somebody who's had experience, you've got to do that. You've got to expose yourself to it. And one of the great ways to expose yourself is to go to Power Trip in Scranton, Pennsylvania this year. It's going to be in November. We are actually going. We bought our VIP tickets. Those VIP tickets are selling out fast. That venue only holds 1,000 people, and I say only because it will sell out. But the VIP tickets, there's only a few left of those VIP tickets, and there's only 250 seats available for that. And that's going to give you advanced entrance into the venue, and it's going to give you special seating. So you definitely want to go there. We're going there. That is our daughter Vivian's 12th birthday, and we got permission to miss her birthday so that we could be at Power Trip. It is that important. She understands the importance of this business, so she's willing to sacrifice that time because she knows that being at Power Trip will make a difference for us in our business so that we can be exposed to stuff. And the big daddy of them all is ambition. Ambition is the big daddy of them all. And I asked Tony and Diana to get on the call so they can share with us what they had to do, their first ambition. Their first ambition was in 2012, and they sacrificed incredibly to get themselves the ambition. And 3 short years later, last year, they were given the Crystal Sphere Award. It is one of the top honors that Ambit Energy gives to any consultant, and they got that 3 short years after making incredible sacrifice. So, Diana, Tony, I want y'all to share with everybody where you were, how you came into Ambit, and then what you did to get yourself from Connecticut to Dallas to attend your first ambition and why you did that.
Yeah, Mary, it's incredible. I'm thinking back on it. I can't even believe where we were 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And we were behind on our bills. We were actually getting ready to have our electricity shut off. We got in this business, and we were told we needed to go to Ambition to be successful. So we decided right then and there that we would, you know, shake the change out of our couch, do whatever we had to do. We had a tag sale. We sold stuff. It was incredible. We tightened our belts. We lowered our monthly bills. We got rid of a lot of television stations that we weren't watching anymore. And we just kept saving our money, and we actually drove down to Dallas for our first ambition because we couldn't afford the airfare.
Yeah, it was a trying time. I mean, we hadn't been away. Diana and I hadn't been away, I think, more than 10 years. It was like 10 to 12 years straight. We had never taken a long weekend. We had never taken time off, a vacation, anything like that, just because finances were tight. We were always working, and we had 2 businesses that we were running, a recruiting business at the time, which was kind of struggling. And then Diana has a daycare business, so we're really tied to that. Those 2 businesses, they're, you know, self-employed businesses. So whenever we had to take time off, we didn't get paid for time off. We didn't have that. It wasn't an employment situation where we would get paid. So anytime we took a day off, we were losing like $200 or $300 each day. So we kind of had to factor a daily loss into our time to get down to Ambition. So when we looked at all the different things that were happening, we realized that we couldn't afford to drive, but we knew right away we needed to fly down there, but we needed to get a ticket. So we got our tickets. That was the first thing. We booked our hotel, and I remember us scraping by to book the hotel room, and we said, you know what, let's put the money into the hotel and get to the Hilton Anatole, where all the leaders are staying so that we can be around them. We were encouraged to do that. We looked for crazy airfares and whatever we could find, and at that time the airfares were like $400 per person to get to Ambition. So we're like, you know what, $800, we can drive for $250. The only problem was that driving down there, we had a vehicle that if I drove it, or if I drove the vehicle for any longer than about 2 or 3 hours, my knee, my leg would really cramp up by pushing the accelerator pedal down. So we had to factor in putting a cruise control into the vehicle because it didn't have one, which was about $80. So we did that, and then we started saving up every ounce of change. We made an Ambition slush fund and put a little clear jar together. We still have it to this day, and we still use it now. It's almost full this year, but we were throwing every ounce of spare change we had in that. We cleared the attic and sold everything that we could find in our house. We sold that and just cleared our attic so we could save some money up to get to Ambition. And we took all the food out of our pantry, put it in the car, and drove down with it. And that's what we ate while we were down there. And we stayed over. We found a $41 hotel on the way down in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, because we always wanted to go there, and we liked that place. And so we said, let's stop there and figure, oh, my gosh, what's a $41 hotel going to look like? And it turned out to be beautiful. And so it was great. And so we stayed over there. And then we stopped. We stopped on our way back. I think we stopped in Little Rock, Arkansas, and that hotel was $29 a night, and that was a little scarier. Definitely a little bit scarier. Didn't get much sleep that night, but it was a place to crash. And you know what? We hobbled into Ambition, and we had no money while we were down there. But you know, everything that took place just completely changed our lives. In fact, if we hadn't gone to that first Ambition and plugged into that, we definitely would not be where we are today, which, by the way, is nowhere where we want to be. We're still on the journey here, it's definitely helped out. That was the catalyst that got us started in the business, by building and forging those relationships with people at Ambition that we have needed over the last several years to allow us to build our business. Without those relationships, in the big picture of that event, it wouldn't have happened for us.
Yeah, we went senior like a month after Ambition.
Yeah, that's right. We were regional consultants just trying to get to senior, and I think we were like 14 away, 12 or 14 away from senior. And when we came back out of Ambition, it was 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks from Ambition, we were able to get to senior after trying to get to senior for six months straight. In what we did twice what we did in the previous 6 months in the following 4 weeks after Ambition.
Yep.
That is incredible. I want you guys to get that. They spent 6 months to get 4 people in their regional code, and 3 weeks after Ambition, they added 14 more people that they needed. Pretty freaking amazing. Now, how many 5-star trips have you guys been on since that first Ambition?
Two 5-star trips so far, and looks like we're going on our third soon.
We're working. It's going to be a dog fight, but we're working on the third one.
That's awesome. I'm telling you, the power of Ambition is right there. I mean, they did everything that they needed to do to get themselves there. And there are people on this call that live in Texas that there's just no reason for you not to make it there. They put their money where it counts, which is exactly what our company does. They didn't do fancy desks. They didn't do fancy office furniture. They put their money, our company, put their money in the systems and our people. And that's what Tony and Diana did. They put their money in the Hilton Anatole because they could be around the movers and the shakers. And you could go skimp on a hotel, and you could do that. But if you're going to skimp on a hotel, put 4 or 5 people in a room at the Hilton Anatole or at the Omni. Be at one of the host hotels, because that's where all the leaders are going to be. So make sure you do whatever you need to do to get the Ambition. You can go to events.ambaenergy.com and get yourself registered. If you're a brand-new consultant, you're within your first 30 days, you're going to get a discounted rate of $149. So make sure you get yourself there. Do not let this one pass you by, because it is going to be an extraordinary Ambition, because it's our 10th anniversary, and it is going to be amazing. The buzz is already happening in our corporate offices is right there, so take full advantage of it. And somebody texted me to ask where that Apesburg call is. On topambitleaders.com, go to training, scroll down to business builder calls, and it's right there. So take advantage of that as well. And we look forward to talking to you and hearing from you guys. I know we went a little bit over tonight, but I think it was well worth it. Thank you, thank you. Diana and Tony, for getting on the call. I love hearing from you. I've learned so much from you. Looking forward to going to Maui with you because we plan on being there too. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Barrett so you can end the call.
That was an awesome call, and there's nothing better than to hear real live hands-on results from the training that's going on. Guys, you know, some of you have been asking me about Brian's call as well. Again, just like Mary said, topambitleaders.com, April 3rd. Go look at it. Go listen to it. Okay, especially if Brian's coming to your area. You want to have listened to that call before you go to the training because you'll get so much more out of it. And those of you who don't have Brian close by, listen to the call. Get on the line with somebody who's gone to that training, just like we did with Tony and Diana tonight. You know, you'll get that information and you'll get the value from it. I want to thank all of you for being on the call tonight. This was a fantastic call, and we should listen to it again. It'll be on Top Ambit Leaders as well in a couple of days.